Good morning and God bless your brothers and sisters. Welcome back to Daily Devotion. So today I want us to continue with our thought we started yesterday. Yesterday we saw that the fear of the Lord is not the inborn mechanism in us. You know, the inborn mechanism that God placed in our life is for our own protection, so that we'll be protected. But the problem is that when that ceases to be our servant and ends up becoming our master, then it becomes a problem, because we now obey that in our life. Amen. We also saw that the fear of the Lord is not demonic fear, for God has given us a sound mind in a sound body. He wished that we be in health and have a sound mind in a sound body. So that is not demonic fear. And we also saw that the fear of the Lord is not the fear of man that brings a snare. Why would we fear man? We should rather fear God. And in so doing, we will not fear what man will do unto us. Because when we fear God, God is able to bring his glory and power and his spirit to be perfected in us. Hallelujah. So therefore, what is the fear of the Lord? Well, sometimes and not always can be an overpowering physical fear. We saw that in the life of Moses, the prophet of God, who went to Mount Sinai to receive the law for the children of Israel when they were journeying to the promised land. The Bible says that the mountains quaked, they were thundering and lightning, and the mountains quaked. The scene was so overwhelming that it affected the physical fear of Moses, in a manner that it even affected his senses. Hallelujah. The fear of the Lord can also be submissiveness or obedience. We are going to see that in our subsequent sharing about Abraham, the father of our faith. Abraham, who waited for the promised son. And when the promised son came, God asked him to go and sacrifice the promised son. But what do we know? The Bible says Abraham obeyed God. So the fear of the Lord brings obedience and submissiveness. Hallelujah. Now, the fear of the Lord is also the father-heart relationship that believers cultivate with their Lord. There is this traditional popular saying that familiarity brings contempt. I don't know how far this is true, but to me, familiarity brings intimacy and also familiarity. But that shouldn't breed contempt, because the more we become familiar with God and become intimate with God, the more we should have the respect and the fear for that God. That shouldn't in any way bring disrespectful attitude to our Lord and Savior. God as Father, our relationship of God as our Father should bring the deepest intimacy in our Christian life, but should also bring wonder and awe. The more we become familiar with this God, the more God reveals more of himself unto us, the more his fear and his dread, his holy dread, should be in our life every day of our Christian journey. Remember what we read in Leviticus? Nadab and Abihu, they brought a strange fire before the Lord, and God struck them dead. Amen. They treated that which is holy to be unholy. They treated that which is holy to be common. And Moses, and when Moses and the children of God began to wonder, the Lord said, those who come near him must regard him as holy, because he, the Lord, alone want to be glorified in our life. Hallelujah. He, the Lord, alone want to be glorified in our life. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6, I believe, the Bible says, husbands, love your wife, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for it. And the wife should see that they obey their own husbands. Brothers and sisters, that is also an intimate relationship. Isn't it very awful situation that there should be disrespect among couples, or that there should be disrespect and dishonor among couples? What is that telling us? The father heart relationship, husband wife, the church and the bride, Christ the head, and we the bride. There should be that intimate, our father heart relationship, and that should create the respect that we have for our God. Amen. So husband and wife relationship is also one form of intimacy that brings respect and a father heart relationship. The Bible also goes on to say, parents, provoke not your children unto wrath. And he goes on to say, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is good. No matter any child, no matter what age, will have to be able to crawl on daddy's knee and be able to throw their arms around his neck, but equally, there is a time when the daddy is given his place as father and head of the home. Amen? And that is the father-heart relationship that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is requiring us to give unto him, that will bring the fear of the Lord in our life. The Bible went on to say that our Lord teaching on prayer taught the disciple. He said, when we pray, we should pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." What is that? That is the fear of the Lord. We are hallowing the name of the Lord. We are having this father-heart relationship, and that brings the fear, the dread, treating God as holy in our lives. The Lord Jesus Christ, brethren, as we all know, is the most nearest to the Father than anyone. The book of Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2 says, "The spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord will rest upon him." If the spirit of knowledge and of fear will rest upon the Lord Jesus, and we are supposed to have the spirit of Christ in us, then who are we if we disrespect our Lord, if we don't cultivate this father-heart relationship for the fear of the Lord to be in our life? In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 17, the Bible says, "If you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each other's work, conduct yourself throughout the time of your stay here in fear." The emphasis is in fear. "Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold from your aimless conduct, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot." Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So, brethren, really, I am asking a question of ourselves. Have we, as individuals and the church in general, lost our respect and wonder and holy dread of our God? We live in a modern world where there are so many distractions. When in the assembly of the congregation of the saints, there is one device that has taken the respect of God out of our life, and that is bringing, or that is diminishing, or that is becoming our God, and that is not making us even to fear God in any way. When the saints gather, the popular saying is that, "Oh, we put off this device. But at times we just put it on vibration. And when it begins to vibrate, we excuse ourselves and go to the washroom, only to receive our calls, only to read our messages and answer our messages. Have we lost our respect and wonder and the holy dread of our God? Amen. The Bible says that anything that takes the place of God in your life is your God. And if these devices have taken the place of God in our life, then we have replaced the respect of God with these devices, thereby sacrificing or compromising the fear of God in our life. No wonder at times we feel so dry when we go before the presence of the living God. But God is inquiring or requiring us this day that we should put our fear in Him. When we come before His presence, we should treat as holy that which we should treat as holy that which we should not treat as holy that which is we should not treat as common that which is holy, because God alone wants to receive all the glory. And if God alone receives all the glory in our life, how much powerful Christian will we be? Brethren, let us cultivate the father-heart relationship and let that put the fear of God in our life. May the Lord bless you richly and have a very fruitful day as we continue in our next sharing, the Lord willing, next time. God bless you all. Shalom.